This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Drive on Joy.
From Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And joining me in the studio is two fellas who are anything but brief. The artistic director and co-creator of Briefs. Briefs Closing Canvases opening tonight at Arts Centre Melbourne. And joining me is Fez and Mark. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Melbourne. It's exciting to be back in your glorious, chilly, stunning city.
And you're opening tonight. Briefs Close Encounters. Now, you've brought it here before to rave reviews, that sold out shows, and you've been just back touring around the world with Briefs. It must be so much fun to keep doing and elevating what you do the way you do.
Yes. It's so amazing to be back in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We've just come, we did a season at Arts Centre Melbourne earlier this year, and we were stoked after that run. They let us into the big theatre at Arts Centre. They let us into the Playhouse for the first time. It went so well that they've invited us back again 6 months later. So we're really excited to be back again. It's always a treat to be back here in Melbourne, and it's even more of a treat to kind of stomp and glitter bomb spaces that our people are not often found in.
Well, that's certainly something that Briefs does, like this huge collection of artistry of many different forms, whether it be acrobatic, burlesque, drag, just performance art, and a beautiful pastiche of gorgeous chaos of queer art. It's so much fun to enjoy.
It's perfect explanation.
That is exactly.
Well, you can't
perfect.
Put your finger on one thing when it comes to brief, because it's not one thing. It's everything.
It's the mega mix of skills and beauty and men and boys and lads.
And idiot behaviour.
Well, I mean, I've seen Briefs Closing Encounter before, but I'm excited to come and see it again this week. It's the beauty of it. You never, even if you've seen a brief show before, it's never the same. Just because you've seen a part of it, it's never the same thing each time. There's a different energy and a different spirit, and it's just a joy to watch.
Oh, that's so refreshing to hear people actually getting what we're doing. I think sometimes we quite often put our heads down and are just trucking forward, and we're worried about marketing, getting a good spot, ticket sales, and so we kind of forget that people are actually digesting and interpreting what we're trying to do.
Well, because Briefs Factory, you guys have created this all yourselves and built this up yourselves, haven't you? It's not like someone's done it for you on the side. You've done this work yourselves.
Yeah, it's an independent company, and we have an amazing team of creatives and producers, and to be independent and to not answer to anyone is brilliant, but
brings a lot with it.
You know.
I think there's definitely something to say for art that is made in desperate conditions. I think it makes for interesting work. I guess there's the other side of being an independent is that like Mark says, it's good to not be able to have to answer to anyone with a funding brief, but a little bit of funding out now and then would be amazing. Thank you, Australia Council, Arts Queensland, anybody out there?
Anyone that wants to give it, we're not going to say no.
Philanthropists.
Any part of Australia that wants to give to Briefs, give, and give a lot. But you guys have also just been touring the world. Like, you just don't get to... Do you ever get a chance to breathe or stop?
This year's been amazing. It's been up and down, working, resting, but there's been some incredible events like Glastonbury and Sziget Festival in Budapest. So we've had some really amazing European and UK summer stints.
We've also we also had a pretty amazing kickstart to the year. So we finished last year with a residency on London's West End. Mm. So we had had the Christmas season. So we ran for just over 2 months, right in the middle of Leicester Square, in the middle of all those fancy, ridiculous, big shows. And then there was Briefs. So there was like the Harry Potter show, and there was like
Naked Men.
We were actually, what's the
Gorgeous Men in Heels?
Yeah. So there was all these like mainstream. A massive production surrounding us, but it was such a treat and a pleasure to be able to be put into that world that has such a strong history in theatre and variety and true English style panto, which is
that's, you know, right, during Christmas in the UK,
part of this world. And so it was really lovely to be there. We then did our first stint off Broadway in New York with The Second Coming, and then we came back to Australia kind of pinching ourselves going, what the hell just happened? We just did West End and New York. And so, and it's really lovely, like this year we've got had such a diverse mix of new territory and going back to some old stomping ground, like So we finished the year. We started the year in New York, and we're finishing the year back at one of our favourite festivals, the Woodford Folk Festival.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. And in the mix, obviously, we're doing Melbourne. We've had the pleasure of doing Adelaide, Sydney. We did Sydney Mardi Gras for the first time this year, which was such a mind-blowing experience. We got to collaborate with our dear idiot friend, Courtney. We got to play, we did Perth. And then also, I think a special highlight and a special shout-out is to an amazing festival in Grafton, New South Wales, this tiny, glorious, stunning city of Grafton. We are actually, after we do Arts Centre Melbourne, we are going to Grafton to the Jacaranda
oh my God.
Festival. And we're doing Jacaranda, which is a dream come true.
That's amazing. That's so awesome. Yeah. Like, not just the big things, but all the little ones as well.
And it's very cool because Grafton, you know, a regional centre that actually celebrates a tree. A tree turning purple, it blossoms and out comes everything.
Yeah, and so our connection to that area is that Mark spent the later part of his life growing up in that area. So they've always prided themselves in their little showboy that's gone across the world and to Vegas and blah. And he's always paid homage to his little hometown of Grafton. So they're really glad that they've got their little poster boy coming to town to finally do a show.
It's like Hugh Jackman's return.
Wow, that's a big comparison. That's okay.
You know.
It is the spot. It is really wonderful to have you guys be celebrated in such a way, in big and small ways. I think what's fantastic about when I've come and seen the various pre-shows that I've come and seen is the fact that it's not just that you're Australian, it's not just that you're diverse, it's not just that you're all incredibly talented, but there's just something so genuine about who you are and what you do and what you bring to the performance space. And no matter how big the space gets, that's something you bring to the audience, and it sticks with us in celebrating what you do, but also is something that leaves with us as well.
Yeah, I think that's something really, again, it's nice to hear someone articulate it back to us, because when we make the work, when we dream up the ideas, it's about entertainment, it's about challenging people, it's about making sure that everyone feels welcome into the space and that everyone knows that they're invited. And when they finally get there, it's about undoing the seatbelts and entertaining people and letting people, you know, mingle and rub thighs next to each other in a space, whether or not it's the Jacaranda Arts Centre, the new School of Arts in South Grafton, or whether or not it's the Playhouse at Arts Centre Melbourne. It's a place where it's hopefully enticing and evoking conversation as well. So when you're leaving and when you're in a lift with a bunch of people that have obviously seen the show, hopefully there's some interesting discussion. Or
I think there always is.
Yeah.
You hear a lot.
So Brief Close Encounters is coming back. It's opening tonight at Arts Centre Melbourne. Is it filled with those old favourites, or are there any new surprises mixed in?
Oh, look, Close Encounters is one of our new works that is definitely a solid production. It's consistently the same. I think, like you just explained, there's always something slightly different and tailored. And you know, the show is very responsive. While the acts and routines are set, the show is also responsive to the audience, so there's definitely always a little bit of a difference in approach, but it's the same show, and it's just as glorious, just as idiotic, and you promise to bring our A-game.
Well, just like I was saying, you get something different every single time. You guys feed off the audience in a way, like, so I don't see other performers do it, and that's what makes it so exciting for us to come and watch.
Yeah, amazing. And I think that it's such a big production, but we've been running it in, so it does evolve. And for those people that do come back to see the show again, there is always those little tweaks. There's always those little nuances that you do notice. Which is fun for us.
It's not just that you come back again and again for a very simple reason. You guys give so much. The show is amazing, and the performances you do are just wonderful. Thank you for coming and joining us today on the show.
Thank you, Joy FM. You've been a massive supporter. We've been going for 12 years now. I can remember the first time we came down to Melbourne and almost begging to get a bit of support.
And now we can't wait to have you through the revolving doors
of
Joy.
I want to say thank you so much from the beginning and from the bottom.
Thank you, Joy.
Fez and Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone, Brief Close Encounters opens tonight at Arts Centre Melbourne. It's on this week. What are you waiting for? Grab your tickets. Get down and see them. Come and get your briefs on.
Do, 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 do.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.